When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the fan. We'll continue with your calls on the Jets and Aaron Rodgers at 888-808-1019. Let's talk some baseball, BT. All right, so it's been 4 days since we've last talked and done a show together. And not much as far as the Soto front goes, but there is little dribs and drabs that have happened over the course of the last 4 days. So let's recap that here. Now, first of all, today Morosi just came out and said he believes that Soto is going to sign within the next 10 days. Now, we've said that for weeks. It's really nothing new. But again, you know, if it was followed by he believes he's going to sign with Toronto, maybe it'd be a different story with Morosi. We know he lost the Blue Jays. But anyway, we expect Soto to sign this week or next week. Winter meetings are next week, 1 week from today, as a matter of fact, that they begin.
And then all the dominoes start falling.
Right.
Then
exactly.
It gets nuts.
Then we're going to get nuts. Now, the other thing, and I'd be curious to get your take. I discussed this last night on Sports Night on SNY. So the Red Sox, like, really, there's some legitimacy there, right? Mm-hmm. Or it's being reported that there's some legitimacy there. So my first take on that was that I believe Soto wants to be a Yankee.
Okay.
But, because think about it. Who are the two teams that we've heard that are the biggest threats so far to sign Juan Soto?
Yanks and the Mets, the biggest rivals to the Yankees.
The Mets and the Red Sox.
Exactly. The Yanks and the Mets and the Red Sox.
So, and do you really believe that Soto's going to be a Red Sox?
I don't, but I got to say, I dismiss them immediately. And, you know, whether it's, you know, the sifting through plants or just kind of getting wrapped up and whatnot.
Starting really, to buy into this a little
bit. I mean, I didn't think they were viable at all. I believe that they are viable.
Okay, I'm going to stick to my core. I'm not saying they're not viable or dismissive. I think Soto wants to be in New York. So if you use a little common sense, and again, this is just my common sense, not necessarily reporting or anything like that. It seems like, oh, the Red Sox, they're putting fear in the Yankees. Well, this is by design, because I guarantee, and I don't know this, but I would bet Soto said, I prefer to stay with the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Let's get them to their max offer and drive them up. What's the way to do that? Have the Mets and Red Sox being the main teams to try to pressure the Yankees. Then there was another report, and you were telling me this, the Yankees have a... Somebody was saying that the Yankees floor is going to be 500, not floor, the Yankees ceiling on Soto is going to be 550.
Yeah, where the Yankees, this was this Randy Muller, right?
Oh, he said this on the fan. I saw
Miller, pardon me. Randy Miller, he's got a cap of about 550 for the Yankees. That's his reporting. And you know,
he was on with Ricky Ricardo when he said this on the fan.
Okay, I read it. I didn't hear it. I love Ricky. He's awesome. Yep. Hopefully he gets to still do some games when if Sims needs a day off. He's really good. And anyway, the Yankees cap at 550, and the thought is now Mets and the Red Sox right around 600, slightly more than 600 plus. So, you know, if your detective work is correct, and I kind of subscribe to what you're saying.
Right, like just instinct.
Yeah. If you want to incentivize, you know, the Yankees to maybe go from a level that they're fully comfortable with to, all right, let's start tiptoeing to that area that we really don't want to get to, even though we always knew there'd be a chance we might have to go here to keep him. What do? You get the Mets there. You get the Red Sox there. The team that's trying to take over the town and the team that's in your division that basically stomped you on their home turf and ended the curse and obviously has won a lot of championships this century while you have none.
And if you're Soto, you want this decision to be made easier for you, meaning that if all things were equal, then you say, okay, well, the money's equal in all three places and I just get to choose where I want to go. and I prefer to be a Yankee. I don't want to leave. Money's equal.
Uh-huh.
But this is basically playing out almost exactly how I thought it would play out, where the Yankees wouldn't have the highest offer.
Mm-hmm.
Soto, to be a Yankee, is going to have to take less. The question that we've always had is, how much less? And now we're getting there. Is it going to be $50 million less? Is it going to be $30 million less? Is it going to be more than that? Like, what's the magic number that Soto says, I'm sorry, I want to be a Yankee, but I'm taking the $50 million more from Steve Cohen and the Mets? Or, like, for me, to him to go to the Red Sox, they'd have to blow the Mets out of the water. And that's not happening. Red Sox could beat the Yankees in an offer, maybe. The Red Sox aren't blowing the Mets out of the water. The Mets will have the highest offer. I've said that from day one. I believe that right now. Then it's going to be Soto choosing, does he want to leave the Yankees to go to the Mets or stay with the Yankees for less money? To me, the Red Sox are just a decoy. I could be wrong,
uh-huh.
but think about what would have to happen for him to go there. He'd have to want to go to Boston and leave New York.
Yep.
That's number one. Okay, plausible. Be a Red Sox. Okay, plausible. They'd have to. Is he going to go to the? If the Red Sox and Mets have the same offer, the Mets have a little bit higher. Is he going to choose the Red Sox over the Mets?
I mean, I don't think so. He wants to hit at Fenway Park, which, and I got to tell you, ask Wade Boggs, ask Goldie Strzemski. I mean, banging those doubles off the wall, he likes going up. He can hit 300 every year.
Yeah, but
honestly, Sal,
he'll do that wherever
they've got a strong Dominican influence. I mean, Big Poppy, Pedro, the presentation was really good. Like, that's why. Like, I dove into, both are correct, by the way, as we established a while ago. I dove pretty deeply, as much as I can, because I'm not a reporter. But I really tried to inhale all this Red Sox stuff. And again, I really do think it's a little more viable. I mean, the countrymen that he respects, they are very involved in this. And when, you know, I can't quantify what Big Poppy's influence is, but it seems to be more than Aaron Judge's right now, in terms of, at least in terms of being the verbal, like the verbal influence. Now, the strongest influence is, hey, buddy, you batted second, I batted third, you hit the most home runs you've ever hit, because I'm behind you in the three spot, and Big Poppy's retired. I don't know exactly what he's looking for. I don't know exactly, to answer your question from before, what that disparity has to be, where he'll say, I can't justify leaving 50 or 75 or 100 mil on the table to satisfy my desire, if it's truly that, to remain a Yankee. I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I don't think the Yankees needed to. I think the Yankees have played well so far. If the Yankees would have come out and thrown out some ridiculous offer on the table, now everybody else just starts to play them, and now the offer gets irresponsible. By the Yankees coming at 550, a good, if that's true, a good starting point, all the opt-outs, whatever you want, which every other team will do as well, at least at 550, it gives the Yankees the avenue to work up to a point that I believe will offset the difference from the Mets and from the Red Sox and Toronto and whomever else maybe jumps in last second.
Who do you think will have the highest offer?
I think that the Mets and the Red Sox will have comparable offers, much like the Mets and the Dodgers had for Yamamoto.
I think
the Red Sox are swinging.
I think the Mets are going to have the highest offer. I think the Red Sox will be second. I think the Mets are going to have the highest offer. Or at least the Red Sox will be close, maybe not second. Who knows? And then the other question that I would have, because for me I'd have a major issue with it. If, let's just say that those numbers are accurate, and the Red Sox are at 6, the Mets are at 625, and the Yankees don't budge at 550.
Mm-hmm.
And they lose them to the Mets or Red Sox. What's your feel on that from the Yankees?
That's a massive loss. Yeah. It's unacceptable at that point.
Okay.
No, listen, if this gets up to my whole position, I'm on the record with this, where if it gets up to the irresponsible range, go somewhere else.
Which is what? Over 650?
I'd say north of 650, certainly. You touch 7, good riddance.
Okay.
Like, I don't even want him for 15 years. I don't, and I've said this all. It's not coping. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous contract. If it is the same length and it's $50 million more, then Hal Steinbrenner should be absolutely embarrassed at that point.
The goals I would think of Boris and Soto are in some way, shape, or form to become the highest player ever. So if it's not going to be $701 million over Ohtani,
mm-hmm.
then it's got to be the AAV, no?
And the AAV is more important to me, because he's getting opt-outs after 3, after 5. If he keeps banging and he's making, I don't know, I'm just throwing $50 million a year or slightly below it for the first 3 years, all of a sudden he's 29 years old at free agency, he's going to do the same thing.
But I don't think it could be the AAV, because Ohtani's getting, he got 10 years, $700 million?
Yes.
Yeah, so $70 million. You're not paying Juan Soto $70 million. Nobody's going to do that.
Yeah, but it's all deferred. I mean, he's only getting $2 million.
No, I know, but I'm saying you're not paying. In other words, to make Soto the highest paid player, which a lot of people in the game felt that that was going to be the case, and it would just logically make sense.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to do that is to lower the AAV and extend the years and get to 702, whatever it may be, $705 million.
Yeah.
But that's the only way he could potentially do it. If he's not getting close to that, I mean, I think that would be a loss in some ways for Boris and Cohen. Look, if you get for a Soto and Boris, if he gets 650, all right, maybe it's close enough, but you're still not getting, I don't think he's getting $65 million a year in that case. I think Soto's going to get 50-ish million a year, maybe $55 million a year over the course of 10, 12, however many years, to make that total number seem bigger, which is why I initially thought around 700.
Remember we were doing the graph of confidence with with Soto? Got a little uptick in favor of the Yankees now. So when he was first acquired, I just really thought that the Yankees wouldn't give up all that and not have the assets set aside to make that type of an acquisition to come up with an offer that would satisfy him. So when they first got him, I was around 90%. During the season, I was around 90%. He was loving it. And then I'll be honest, when I think that the Mets finish certainly had a little influence on how I felt, and I always knew that they'd be probably set the tone with the paycheck, but the fact that the Mets are now viewed a lot differently around baseball, that could negatively impact the Yankees' perspective. So basically, I started to dip, and then really, I was at 50 or slightly below 50 in favor of the Mets. Mm-hmm. Now I'm probably back up to around 52-55% in favor of the Yankees, and I'll tell you why. And again, it's trying to deduce, it's reading through smoke screens, it's trying to deal with, you know, what's not and all the innuendo and industry speculation. Who the hell knows what's real? But because if this report's accurate, the Yankees are at 550 now, and the Mets and the Red Sox are at 6. To me, that seems like a gap that is closable in favor of the Yankees.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get back to your calls here. 888-808-1019. Eric is in Riverville, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
BT, Sal. How we doing, boys?
Good, Eric. How are you?
What's going on, buddy?
Good, good, good. Hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving with the fam. Some well-deserved time off. Now we're back at it, man. So, you know, I wanted to call and talk to you guys about the Jets. I just couldn't get in earlier. But the Yankees is obviously, I mean, we're Yankees and Jets fans, BT. So leave it to December, and we're talking about the Yankees offseason. So here we are. And I think
December, you know, I mean, more like October. I mean, the Jets couldn't even give us a season here.
It's unbelievable. But yeah, I mean, I'm super excited to see what Soto's going to do this week. I agree with you, BT, that I feel a little bit better. I mean, I listened to that Miller interview, you know, over the weekend, and I was like ready to break my radio. I was like, what in the heck is this guy talking about? Putting the Yankees and the Blue Jays at, like, you know, 3A, 3B. And I'm like, this is insane. Like, there's no way to me that Boston and the Mets, you know, have the lead dogs right now. Do I think that the number for them may be greater? I do. Now, what was interesting to me is that he wasn't talking years. He was just talking, you know, overall total value. And to me, you guys are hitting it on the head, which is that what matters to me is the years. Like, I still think it's somewhere around 620, 630, 12 years, and he stays with the Yankees. I really do. I think the Mets would have to get close to that seven, and I think the Red Sox too would have to get closer to that 700 number. And I just don't think, I think they may do it, but I don't think that he's leaving the Yankees if they put somewhere in that 620, 630 number the table.
But the reports are, Eric, and thank you for the call, they're going to be at 550. So let's just say even the reports are wrong, Yankees come up to 6. Is that going to be enough if the Mets and Red Sox go up to 650 or 7? It's not. I wouldn't think. Now, again, I don't know, but everything that I've based my opinion off of, using common sense and their actions, meaning Boris and Soto, has been that he is going to take the most money if it is a wide enough margin. Never said once that he wouldn't prefer to be a Yankee, this or that, but I think ultimately the money's going to win out. And I think ultimately the Mets are going to have the highest offer, which to me leads him to the Mets. And now you're starting to see reports kind of back that up. I don't know if I'm buying the Yankees are going to tap out at 550.
No, I agree with that.
And I'm also, I just don't buy that he wants to leave New York. After, think about it, like, logically, after getting a taste of New York, he says he wants to win. Are the Red Sox set up to win? They got a lot of work to do to get to where the Mets and Yankees are based off of recent history.
Well, but who knows what was said in that meeting? Hey, listen, we bring you in. We have our eyes on. We're going to go get Corbin Burns. We're going to do this. I mean, there's a Max Fried. That's why I really think that they're getting ready to spend. Now, listen, I do agree. Back to the Yankees for a second. I think the Yankees will budge off the 550, and I think that they'll have to because I think that I think that there, for Juan Soto, we could talk about the Mets tax or the Red Sox tax or the disparity between the Yankees and the what the Red Sox and the Mets offer, what that number is, and what will satisfy him. How much will he leave on the table to stay with the Yankees, if anything? But to me, there's symbolism. I think the deal for him, it's going to have to start with a six.
Yeah.
Like, the Yankees are going to have to go from 550 to six. I don't think he's going to agree to it. I think that's so important to him and to Boris that he's got to see that. And not getting seven, but it's got to start with a six. And I think that the Yankees will maybe begrudgingly, but slowly inch their way to the neighborhood of making him have a real tough choice.
Apparently, we could have some breaking news here. Rob in Bayville has some inside information. BT, what's up, Rob?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Rob? What's your insider info? Hey,
what's up, guys? Hey, listen, before we even start, I just want to let you guys know I love you guys, man. I listen all the time. I've never called before.
Thank you. Awesome, we appreciate it.
I listen all the time. So first time. Yep. Yeah, I'm just, I have a little bit of insider info. I have somebody really close to me.
Okay.
That is real good friends with a lot of the Yankees and somebody who works there.
Okay.
And I was told over the Thanksgiving weekend that it'll never come down to a bidding war between Cohen and Steinbrenner.
Okay. Why?
Well, because the Yankees would lose.
No, because Cohen is really good. You know, he has a lot of respect for Steinbrenner and what he did for him, getting him in the league.
Whoa. So, Robbo, hold on, Robbo. Now, without divulging your sources, of course, journalist Rob is on the phone here, BT and Sal. Now, that it was one thing not to go after Aaron Judge out of respect. If Steve Cohen doesn't look to annihilate the Yankees with Juan Soto, I don't ever want to hear about Steve Cohen again. That's it. The scepter, the robe, the king, the music. Done. Over. Nonsense.
Yeah, you could burn that robe. You could burn that robe, man.
Yeah. I will. I'll burn it firsthand myself.
Yeah. He will. You would do that, too. Can you imagine
if
you
hear fire, necessarily, but maybe.
Sal, can you imagine if it comes out that, and Rob, thanks for the call. Did you have a little something else there, Rob, on the reporting front, or no?
You said thanks for the call. I hung up on
it. That was my bad. A little quick there. I did say
miscommunication. I had two people in my ear at once, BT and then Hop.
Can
you get him back up? What was the other thing that he had?
He had something else?
No, he just he basically clarified it was whoever wants him, they weren't going to fight over him.
Get the hell out of here.
That's what Rob said. He said, if Steve Cohen really wants him, Hal will back down. If Hal really wants him.
So instead of two pit bulls, we got two little poodles getting after it. Get the hell out of here, man.
Check those sources again.
I mean, come on. That is the complete opposite of what's going to happen.
He said he had Yankee. That was Yankee skewed insight, right?
Yes.
Rob.
I don't know if he said. Did he say Yankee skewed?
No. Yes, he did. Meaning that he
I don't think he used the word skewed.
No.
He said he knew friends with like Yankee people.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that's what I mean, Yankee skewed. He didn't say that. I'm saying he was talking to people that work within the Yankees building.
The tone, Rob. Tone changing yourself?
Rob.
Damn.
You may know the Yankee building, and if that's their sentiment, they're in big, big trouble as it pertains to Soto. Because the sentiment that I'm getting from the other side is that the king does not mess around.
Dude,
he wants him.
Yep.
He's going to do whatever it takes to get him. You may not get him.
I expect that. I expect him to. Now, again, if he leaves $40 million on the table because he just wants to stay with Judge, but Yankees, all right, that's one thing. Yeah, but if he actually willingly like bows out so that he doesn't go toe-to-toe with Hal, I can't see that happening under any circumstance.
The Judge thing was so different to me, and I know Hoff and others had took exception with that with the Mets. Oh, go get Judge. Yeah, like, realistically, I never felt... If Judge were coming off a season with the Cardinals, different story.
Yeah.
Judge was never leaving the Yankees, and it was proven to be the case when he turned down more money to stay with the Yankees. So that would have been foolish to me to have Cohen embarrass himself and go after Aaron Judge, where he was never, ever, ever...
Would have set the tone, though.
He was never...
Would have set the tone, Sal.
Set the tone doing what? Getting embarrassed?
Here's think of like he wouldn't have gotten him. Judge was never going to the Mets, but I mean, he wouldn't even go to the Giants, a team he loved growing up. But if Cohen would have, you know, pushed Hal back then, guess what? He may have forced Hal to cough up $100 million more. Mm. And guess what? That may have taken him out of the Soto sweepstakes.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't know. Maybe the great owners have that vision down the road, 2-3 years.
I'm not buying
it, dude. If Cohen taps out, you're never going to hear the end of it.
Yanks might tap out.
Oh, God, I hope that this happens.
Cohen's going. He's fighting. This
Can
is a fight
imagine?
To the death. Gladiator style.
He has to.
And we will all be entertained in the next 10 days. Maybe we'll get a resolution here. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the fan. We'll continue with your calls here. Jets, Aaron Rodgers, obviously Soto, whether it's the Mets or Yanks. And I just want to mention, before we get to the Montas signing, BT, which I saw last night before I went to sleep,
I'm just reading the latest from Andy Martino, who I trust more than anybody, SNY.TV. No one knows anything about where Soto's going to sign. Here's a quote from a well-placed league source. I don't think anyone knows where Juan wants to play except for Juan and the agent and maybe his family. Also goes on to say that there is league speculation or belief that Toronto, let me give you the exact quote. There is also widespread skepticism that Soto will go to the Blue Jays, but belief among bidders that Toronto will come in with the highest offer.
I've always listened. That doesn't surprise me. I always looked at Toronto. They're trying to give money away.
I'm not buying. If Steve Cohen doesn't have the highest offer, it's an epic failure and disappointment on his part. So I don't care how rich Toronto is. It's the Blue Jays. I don't think Soto's going there anyway, but Steve Cohen better at the end of this. It's one thing to lose. You got to put your best foot forward. If the Mets don't have the highest offer, it's unacceptable.
I agree.
Like, I don't care what it is. I don't care if Toronto has $750. Then if somebody's willing to pay it, you've got to top that. If you want to be taken seriously, if not, then just go get your Frankie Montases or whoever else you want to piece it together and see how that works to build sustained success. Anyway, Andy also said, as he said a couple of weeks ago, that he expected to be done by or at the winter meetings next week. So the only difference there, and the Mets and Yankees all in, quote, multiple times, Mets and Yanks all in. Like, these, who knows with these reports, but I trust Andy, so I'm believing that nothing has changed as far as the Mets want to, or the Yankees want to. I'm not even buying that Toronto's going to have the highest offer. I think people would be sleeping on the Mets in that regard. And maybe I'm just overrating Steve Cohen, BT, but I believe the Mets are going to have the highest offer.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of still do as well. But Toronto could really complicate the Yankees' world, because if Toronto goes to a place that is ridiculous and Cohen then follows, then how's tapping out?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting. I know we're going to get to the Montas stuff, but you look at the only two scenarios, one for Cohen and one for Howe, where they can get and would get absolutely crushed, is if Cohen doesn't have the highest offer.
Correct.
Because he's got the deepest pockets. This is the time you step up and take your biggest swing. He's 26. He's Juan Soto. Check. Howe, where if he allows him to go anywhere, but, you know, most notably more so the Mets or the Red Sox based on the rivalries, and it's based on the overall workings of the contract, it's a mere pittance, like $30 million or $50 million. Like, if the gap is so wide, I will be able to justify Howe taking a pass. And I've said that, and I've said that now for a month or so. Like, if it's 15 years, 720, have him. But if the Yankees lost out on him for $50 million, then Howe would get crushed. But there's also Sal scenarios where, you know, as much as they would get crushed, I think there's also an out. Like, if Cohen comes with a crazy offer and it blows everybody out of the water, but he stays with the Yankees, how do you get on Cohen?
You can't. No. As long as Cohen has the highest offer, I don't think I could get on him. You said, like, how could you get on if he had?
No, you couldn't. That would be unfair. Yeah, there's nothing. You can't put a gun to his head and say you got to sign.
Yeah, same thing. I didn't do it with. I know you got on him more than I did last year with Yamamoto. I would not get on him because he had the highest offer. Ultimately, I don't think the player wanted to be here. If Cohen has the highest offer, like, I'm not saying, well, you got to have $100 million more than the next guy. All you could do is have the highest offer. If the Yankees match or get within $30 million and he chooses the Yankees, nothing you can do about that. But you can prevent Toronto from having the highest offer, or the Yankees from having a higher offer, or the Reds. Like, Cohen can control that, having the highest offer. There's not a time to be responsible and say, oh, I'm drawing the line here. No line's drawn when it comes to Juan Soto as far as the Mets go. Now, Frankie Montas and the Mets are in agreement on a two-year, $34 million contract. Montas stinks. And this, to me, is David Stearns really pushing his luck. I didn't mind Manaea last year. I even said it was a good signing. I like that. I didn't think he was going to be the dominant ace that he turned out to be after switching the arm angle, but I like that. I did not love the Severino signing, but there was no risk. It's like, all right, whatever. A Yankee cast off. Maybe you could make something of him. And we know the formula. And I'm fine with the formula. Go get pitchers, short-term contracts on the cheap, have them figure it out. Here's the difference. Montas stinks. He stunk in New York. He failed miserably. Yep. Even coming off of last year, he wasn't very good. Like, if Stearns and the Mets staff and their analytics department and the mechanical, all the robotic stuff that they got to fix these pitchers, if they could fix Frankie Montas, I mean, that is just, to me, the greatest compliment that you could
have. Can we send him Rodon for a month if that's the case, and then you ship him back?
This will be the true test. Stearns is, to me, he's pushing his luck with this one. I don't think Montas is good. You want to say fifth star? I don't even, I don't, I don't like the sight of Frankie Montas. I saw him with the
Sounds terrible. Personal.
Like, yeah, Lee Severino was good with the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, he just got, you know, tattooed.
Well, he was tipping pitches a lot of people.
I was
going to
say, whether it was injury or tipping pitches, Montas just isn't good. He's not a good pitcher. And you could give him the analytics or the reasons why Milwaukee fixed him. He pitched to an almost 5 ERA.
Yeah.
Another reclamation project. Me personally, not a huge deal, but I don't like it.
Okay. It's a Stearns move, as you know. You take a chance on a guy with some upside coming off a down year. Montas, I was looking at his numbers. He's not good.
Yeah.
You're right. He's not good. And if he's anywhere outside of the fifth in the rotation, that is a big loss for the Mets. I won't bore anybody with it, but I did a little bit of a deeper dive into his numbers in terms of, you know, revolutions, all that stuff that does matter.
They must see something that they think is...
Well, his fastball returned a little bit. It was over 96 miles an hour last year on the average velo. I don't love the fact that he controls the second year of the opt-out, which he does.
See, but it's fine. It's the same thing as Manaea.
Yeah, I understand. True. No, that's true. That's true. Manaea, you know, Severino was a one-year deal. Like,
go have a good year and opt out and see you later.
Yeah, but if he doesn't have a good year, which I don't really expect him to, you might be... Now, again, $17 million isn't the worst thing for Cohen. You got a lot of money coming off the books. I get that. I guess for me, because we could all sit here and just throw darts at Montas, who's not very good, and he didn't show that he can handle the New York stage, which is another thing. But
better signing than Stroman.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
I only say that because you said 17 million years, Stroman 18.
Better signing than Stroman.
But the upside.
The upside is a little bit more with Montas.
Stroman's also been proven to be good in New York. He was good with the Mets the first go around.
That's where I was going. He's from here. Like and a lot of people, oh, he's going to be a nut on social media. He didn't have one issue on social media. So he's not very good anymore, but probably a push.
Yeah, okay. Anyway,
somewhere in the same neighborhood, whatever. I would look at it now. Let's push it forward, all right? Because we know what Montes was back in the day. We know what he was supposed to be when the Yankees got him. We know what he is now. He's not very good. What's the rotation? Like, what if you guys lose Manaea? Like, say if Sean Manaea signed somewhere else. You got Senga, you got Montas. I mean, where are we going with this rotation?
Well, Peterson, you have him as well. I don't like Tyler McGill, but you have to have him there. Jose Buto. Again, these are all four or five type starters. They're going to need, I want Walker Buehler and Manaea. I mean, or Sasaki and either Buehler and Manaea.
Yeah, Sasaki would be awesome for either team because he's cheap because of his age and all that stuff that we talked about.
I think he's the most valuable asset in the sport, whoever
he might be.
They
might be.
Young pitching at that cost with that potential.
Yeah, and the Japanese player with scouting and the technology, the analytics, they've become easier to scout because you can kind of see what's transferable and what's not. So, yeah, he's going to be good. It's not like he's going to come here and be Kagawa.
Right now, I'd probably go sure three would be Senga, Montas, and Peterson.
All right, that's
lacking.
That's awful for a team that's, you know, on the rise.
What if I tell you Manaea and Buehler?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay.
Looks
it's
last year. I mean,
it
worked.
It did, but it also worked. We've talked about this. One of the things about the 2024 Mets, and it was a lot of magic there, and, you know, you don't want to always frame it that way because it does undercut the achievement of these players. They put up the numbers, but... You know, so many of these guys, I don't believe, are going to be able to replicate what they did a year ago. So I think that you have to anticipate that, and whether it's losing Iglesias or him going elsewhere, or him just taking a step back, or Pete leaving, or whatever, all the other things, listen, they got to find a center fielder. The things that we've hit, even though it might be Siri, whatever, he's a 180 hitter. I don't know. Like, I look at the Mets as a team that is very much in the works. Very much in the developmental stage of building a roster for 2025.
Yeah, they'll get it done. They'll get
I'm not saying that they won't, but there's no guarantee that they will. If Montas is your fourth or fifth starter, that's not good.
They'll get it done. I just don't like Montas, period.
He's going to be pitching.
And I don't mean personally. Yeah, well, I mean, that's part of the problem. It's different for me to pick on Severino or Manaea, and I didn't pick on Manaea, but the Severino one, as I explained before, this is different. This guy failed, and I don't think he's got it between the ears to succeed in New York. Make me... Wrong again. Prove me wrong again if you're David Stearns. Frank is on Long Island. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
All right. The Soto thing, I think the Yankees feel that Soto wants to come back. So they're not putting out the big bids because why would they bid against themselves? They're going to do exactly what they did with Judge. Go out, get your numbers, come back and talk to us.
Yeah, that's what I believe they're doing. Now, there's no guarantee that that's going to work because the sentimental aspect of the Yankees in Judge's mind was very different. I mean, hey, listen, he's looking for money, and I'm sure he liked it here. He loves Judge behind him, but the Yankees still have to come correct. But I agree. I believe that that's a plan. It's a good one. That's what they should be doing.
Yep. Because if you're gonna sign a 14-year deal, you want to go someplace you're happy. Money's not going to make you happy.
Well, I mean, but then he's chasing the most money, though, Frank, and thank you for the call. I agree with that. And also, you remember, go someplace you're happy. You're talking about just distinguishing between the Yankees and Mets. Who's to say that he wouldn't be more happy with the Mets? I mean, it's still New York. Like, are we valuing the city? Are you valuing each individual? When you say what's going to make him happy, there are a lot of factors that go in there. Is he happy being a Yankee or in the Yankee clubhouse, or is he enticed by another atmosphere? Does he care about the location? Whether if he were a West Coast guy, I'm just throwing it out there.
Sure, no, listen, that's like, a big part of it.
Yeah, those are things.
Tax implications.
All those things go into making somebody happy. It's not just simple, he wants to be a Yankee and wear pinstripes. I know we think that as fans, that he loves your team more than anybody. That's proven to not be the case. He wants the most money. And then from there, go down to, okay, well, what's question B and C and D?
I think question B is he wants the biggest stage. He wants the most money, and he wants the most money that comes with the biggest stage, which is us.
Those are two checks in
New York.
That's
us. That's why I never thought he was leaving New York.
When you say us, New York?
Yeah, us, New York.
Yeah, right.
Yankees or Mets.
So me neither. So then, and we're always getting down to the same thing. Doesn't mean that Toronto or Boston can't be a threat, but we're getting down to the same thing. We believe this player wants the most money, and he thrives and wants the biggest of stages.
And he also wants to win. That would be three for me.
Okay, and then who else is on that list? Like, to me, the Mets and Yankees are ahead of Toronto and Boston at this point.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that.
BT and Sal back on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll have Rick Pitino coming up in about 15 minutes to talk about the passing and legacy of Lou Carnesecca. Look forward to that. A little St. John's, BT, as you arrange that over the course of the weekend. We'll continue with the calls here for now with Rodgers and Soto. I'm just finishing up reading this Martino thing. I gave you the main quotes before. But the exciting part of this whole thing, whether you think about Toronto, whether you think about the Yankees, Red Sox, Mets, whatever, the expectation has been this since the beginning. The bidding would pick up this week and be resolved by the end or by the end of the week or at the winter meetings next week.
No surprise. We all expect it.
We're nearing the conclusion of the Soto sweepstakes. Anthony's calling from Red Bank, New Jersey. What's up, Ant?
So there's one name I haven't heard being thrown around for the Jets coaching job. And before I mention his name, I know he comes with a little bit of baggage. There was possibly, there was a photo of him at a bar with a young lady on his lap. But if I was Woody Johnson, I'd pick up the phone. I'd call Urban Meyer.
Stop.
And I'd give him the keys to Florham Park.
Right, let me ask you this, Ant. Why?
Because he knows the college athlete today.
Okay.
And he's won everywhere he went.
are we forgetting Jacksonville?
I mean, come on. It was a disaster in Jacksonville. It was dysfunctional. We think the Jets are dysfunctional. You want to talk about a lawless environment. Urban Meyer was a disaster with the Jaguars. Come on,
That's
Ant.
The Jaguars.
Well, we're the Jets. What does that mean?
Yeah, and they had Trevor Lawrence. Like, you can thank you for the call. Yeah. It was a name that was brought up. I think a caller brought it up to us last week. Dude, come on. What are we talking about here?
Dude.
Maybe before, like, if the Jets could go back in time instead of Saleh, Zach Wilson, you would have rather have had Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Well, look how that worked out.
I know.
There's no way. Urban Meyer's unhirable at this point in the NFL. No way.
He was 2-11, and he left his team. Yeah, I mean, not to make light of it, but he didn't fly back with his team.
No way.
He was in a bar. I mean, come on, we all saw the video.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do, then that's you. But you don't want
to be a head coach then in the NFL.
Not when you're the CEO of the franchise. He's an absolute mess. I will say he's a great coach. I mean, if you even look back at where he was obviously really good in Utah. I think he started at Bowling Green, and he even elevated Bowling Green. He's an all-timer, but it didn't work. There's certain guys, I think Nick Saban's this way, where you win with authority and you control young minds and almost through fear. I think Urban Meyer was one of those guys, not to mention that they were kind of cheating before NILs were legal, allegedly. So he always had great players, but no, he'll never coach in the NFL again, not as the head coach.
Alex is in New Canaan. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Al.
Yeah. Hey, guys, love the show, man.
Thank you.
I just wanted to give you my perspective and why I think he's going to sign with the Red Sox.
The Red Sox!
I'm going to leave the money to the end.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. BT, you said you had your money first and you had second and third. If I was Soto, and I think this is where the Red Sox management is coming from. First of all, I mean, Fenway Park is designed for him. He'd love it. He'd be the friend. He's definitely the face of the franchise. He leads it. He speaks Spanish and English. There's no problem for me to be the captain of the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
The other things are that he wants to win. He's going to have, he's 26. Devers is 28. The other guys in that team are all 24, 21, and 20 years old. They got three of the top 10 prospects in the country, and debatably the number one in Roman Anthony. Two of those threes are definitely coming up this year, maybe a third.
So
and the
what?
Red Sox, now to the money. Now to the money.
Go ahead.
Now, the reason why I believe they got the money is because John Henry's worth $6 billion. FSG spent the Fenway Sports Group, they're $14 billion. That's $20 billion right there. And they've been willing to spend money before. You see how they when they wanted to spend money years ago when they got David Price, when they went they got Dice K,
uh-huh.
they blew everybody out of the money mm-hmm. out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think he's finally ready to spend?
I do.
And they got
you left out maybe the number one
contract.
You left out maybe the number one reason, Alex, and thank you for the call, why he would want to sign with Boston as opposed to others. You're bringing up the minor leaguers when they come up, like Soto gives a crap about that.
He asked about it.
How about the
he actually asked about it?
Oh, come on, I'm not buying it.
Don't believe the reports. Every report is he wanted a detailed evaluation of the system, who's ready, who's not.
Well, that's
part of it.
The system, sure. Who the prospects are like, well, Juan Soto's going to work his magic now for hundreds of years. Baseball can't figure out the prospects. Top guys will come up and they're no good. Guys who we think are going to be great aren't. Guys who we think may stink, they're good. Like, there's no way to figure that out. So you can't just say, well, they got these top guys coming up. Okay, every team has prospects coming up. How do you know what the difference is? So you want to talk about the structure of the minor leagues. That's different as opposed to who's coming up. But how about the manager? Maybe he just loves playing or would love to play for Cora.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that to me would be the draw based on what people have said about Alex Cora and what he has been as a former player slash manager. I would think that if that's part of the appeal, if not a large part of the appeal from the Red Sox.
Well, listen, I'm not saying the minor leagues are number one. They're probably five or six. But if it adds up, it makes them a little bit more viable. You look at the ability to be the main star. The money, you know, if the money's where I think the Red Sox are ready to spend. So I think the money will be commensurate with the Mets, right around the Mets and around Toronto.
Yeah, if they're in the conversation, it's going to have to be legit.
Yeah. I mean, unless it starts to take off and they can always bow out, which I don't think that they will. So it's going to be the money. He's going to be the face of the franchise. He very well could hit 315, 320 there, just bang. Even Mike Greenwell was really good early. He could play left field, so he doesn't have to run around that much and just catch a little loopers off the piece of metal. Makes his life easier. You know, Big Poppy, Pedro, and there's a lot of checks. Like the Red Sox, you know, listen, they're not going to maintain this recently benign existence forever. I mean, eventually they're going to wake up and remember that they're the Red Sox.
Yeah,
now,
maybe that starts with Soto.
I think that they're trying. I think that they impressed him. We'll see where he goes. I still think he wants New York, but the Red Sox are coming with money.
They're going to have to. See, to me, this is why I'm not taking the Red Sox seriously. They're going to offer a good amount. But they, in my scenario, and maybe in reality as well, would have to outbid the Mets. Like, forget the Yankees for a second. We know what the Yankees potentially mean to Soto and where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
For Soto to go to the Red Sox, that means the Mets would have to be outbid. He's not. I would be stunned if he went to Boston. I would be more stunned if the Red Sox outbid Steve Cohen.
Take the Yanks out of it. So let's say. Let's say the Yankees bow out.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So they're out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Toronto's never really a threat, although they just keep up in the ante, which gets it to an irresponsible level. And then he's not going to Toronto, but they jack the price up. And at the end of the day, let's say Cohen's like, all right, you know what? Every chip I got, not literally, but I'm all in.
Yeah.
I want this guy. I'm chasing another race here. Let's go. And now we start flopping. And he's at $700 million. You don't think the Red Sox would get to about $685 million? We're in the neighborhood?
Right. So
I do.
No. Well, right. I think Cohen's going to have more. So he's
how much more?
Well, it doesn't matter.
No, it does. He might prefer the. We don't really know what he wants.
So, right. In this scenario, for Soto to go to the Red Sox, they would have to. He would have to take less money to go to Boston. Then take more money and remain in New York. I mean, I would be stunned if that were the case. Doesn't mean it can't happen, but I would be stunned if that's the case.
Listen,
we're talking about a player who loves New York, thrives in New York in the biggest spotlight, and wants the most money. If the Mets offer him the most money, you're telling me he's going to turn that, even if it's for $15 million, to go to Boston? Okay. I mean,
I don't think so, but I'm not going to rule it out. I mean, if it's such a nominal amount, which I think it could be, because, listen, eventually Cohen, if he wants to hit the gas, he's going to fly by everybody. But I do think that the Red Sox and Toronto will be chasing. It could be a nominal amount. Could be $15, $20 million spread over however many years. I don't really know what Soto wants, and we just went through this list before. Mm-hmm. I don't know. If you're a lefty, left field wall, 37 feet high, 270 feet away is pretty damn appealing.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back, talk to Rick Pitino on the other side, and continue with your calls as well, 888-808-1019.